Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean's on assignment, but Sam Rubin from News Nation is with us. And out in Hollywood, Sam, I'm wondering, what's the reaction there been to the whole Johnny Depp trial?
Bob, good morning. I think one reaction is that at least we get a break. There is no court activity during the course of this week. The judge had a previously scheduled commitment, so they knew that that was going to happen. And maybe that break comes just in time. I mean, the stuff, particularly last Thursday, was extraordinarily sordid. And I don't know. It's weird because I think they both look in an extraordinary way. And so you wonder why Johnny Depp elected to do this. And but it's very interesting, and it almost cuts along gender lines, because a lot of people I talk to and a lot of people that I work with are like, well, you know, you certainly don't believe her, do you? And I find it hard to believe that somebody would have the capability to fabricate so much stuff in detail. Mm-hmm. So and then the other thing I always think about is, you know, hey, in 2014 on a Thursday, you know, I don't know what I was doing last Thursday. So I think it's, you know, very difficult to have these pinpoint recollections. But nonetheless, I think they've both done extraordinary damage, if not to one another, to themselves. It's a really sordid thing. And then the other thing, which is unusual, and, you know, the laws are obviously different. There was this whole trial in England, and I don't remember any of this degree of lurid detail coming out of that trial.
You know, what's interesting, this is being held in Fairfax, Virginia, and that is not normally a place where you see all these Hollywood celebrities, so they're lined up to get in the courtroom, a lot of Johnny Depp fans. And some of the surveys and polls and some of the social media reaction I've seen, it's kind of disturbing. It seems like Johnny Depp gets a pass because he's a celebrity, don't you think? I don't know what the reaction was there in Hollywood to Amber Heard's testimony Thursday.
Well, yeah, I think that Johnny has, quote-unquote, more fans than Amber, and people more sympathetic to hearing his story, and certainly he has greater star power. I think the general thought here is almost one of sadness, and you know, maybe this is understated, just the destructive nature of certain demons, most notably alcohol and drugs. And, mm-hmm. I mean, here's Johnny Depp with, at one time, the $600 million fortune. Hmm. And that seems more or less gone, although how he's affording, you know, all they're saying the legal fees are running $1 million a week for each of them, which seems very high to me. But mm-hmm. but nonetheless, it's a shame. And then one thing that's very funny and I think very Hollywoodish is they have at one point they had his agent testify, you know, and how would you define Johnny Depp, you know, as the finest actor of his generation? And, you know, how is he thought of today? As the finest actor of his generation. And what they were really trying to get him to say was that Johnny's career has been diminished by all this. Mm-hmm. But that's the typical, you know, agent, hey, baby, you're doing great, even when you're not.
Yeah. I mean, you're plugged into that scene, Sam. Will producers hesitate to hire Johnny Depp for a big movie now?
Well, I think so. And I think so because the dilemma, two things. Number one, you know, whether he is legally found guilty or innocent, you know, it's clear that some really horrible stuff went on between the two of them. And I think it stretches credibility to suggest that he was just the mere victim, that he just sat there and it was all done to him, that he did nothing in response. And the most important thing is, despite his obvious talents, it's really hard. You know, can you picture him as a character now? You just think of him as this.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. Let's move on to the movies and what people saw over the weekend. Who won at the box office?
Marvel remains an extraordinary winner. And this was a movie that, for the most part, was badly reviewed. Another installment of Doctor Strange. And I guess the title sounds like an old Saturday matinee to me, and the Multiverse of Madness. huge numbers. The global numbers are extraordinary. The domestic numbers, nearly $200 million. And this finally seems to be something not afflicted by the pandemic. You know, these are These are pre-pandemic numbers. And so the big question is, would people come back to the movies? And the answer is they'll come back to a movie that they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's a tremendous interest here. The one sort of schoolyard debate that's going on is this is a movie that got a PG-13 rating, and it probably should have gotten an R rating. Sam Raimi is a horror director. There are a lot of sort of real horror film elements in this, and I think that is somewhat problematic. It's scarier than people might have expected. You didn't want to take the kids to it. And I think some tried to convey that message. And then our friend Dean Richards on his Dean's List, I think, gave it a B-. A lot of critics didn't think it was very good.
So the movie companies that are based out your way, many of them, are they now optimistic? Are we going to see some theaters that were closed reopen under new management because of the turnout for some movies like the Marvel movie?
I think so, and I hope so. And the one that I think, this is the huge gamble that reignites everything, is this Top Gun. This Top Gun Maverick is really, really terrific and well worth seeing. But the question is, do people want to see a movie that's 36 years old? You know, or a sequel to a movie that's 36 years old? But they've done a huge, I was at the press events in San Diego last week. And the thing, though, it's funny, and I did this kind of, funnily enough, to get my own kids sort of more psyched up for it. We watched the original, and now I can say definitively the sequel is far better than the original. It's really, really good, and I think that's going to be the one to see over Memorial Day weekend. But you know, and this is the only slight negative note, there was tremendous praise for West Side Story, which is also an old, in this case, very old title, and people did not care, and they did not go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it didn't have Tom Cruise in it.
Right. That is the definitive distinction.
Yeah.
This does have Tom Cruise. This does have a better Tom Cruise now at 59 than at whatever 20-something. And the name that's going to rocket out of this movie is Jennifer Connelly, a really good actress who's been good in many things. You've never seen anybody more beautiful on screen and more age-appropriate. So for Tom Cruise to be romancing a woman in her 50s in the movie as opposed to a woman in her 20s is also good. It's really, 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 you guys should arrange the Bob corporate party, take everybody to see it. It's really good.
When does that come out, Sam?
That comes out Memorial Day weekend, the 27th. I think there'll probably be sneaks on the 26th.
News Nation, Sam Rubin in Los Angeles. Thanks, Sam. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Great. Thanks so much, Bob. Thank you.